5 years ago, a friend told me about this strange guy from where she had grown up. He was an old man living alone in the woods in a speed trap town on the Georgia-Florida border. And he had just died. His name was Matthew, and to the people in this town, he was this sort of Boo Radley character.
You see people sleeping out in the wild, that's how he didn't mind doing that.
I heard he was from Australia. Did you ever hear that?
I think I did hear that.
Nobody knew how Matthew wound up in this very small town. All they had were the stories they heard about his past. Stories that, honestly, seemed impossible.
He spent time in Peru with his grandfather, who was the Minister of Agriculture for Peru.
Was he Peruvian?
No. He also married an actress, a Broadway actress. Formula One racing. He had his own car. He told me he got selected as an escort one time for Miss America.
Naturally, I was intrigued. But he was dead. And other than his wild stories and the many, many rumors about him, almost nothing remained.
Yeah.
Almost nothing. There was this box. One big, chalky blue plastic box full of things that Matthew had left behind.
He's just like writing and writing and writing everything. Yeah.
He's trying to write a novel or something, I think.
Letters, photographs, diary entries, hundreds of pages of incredibly personal material. And when I started digging through it all, I realized something that, even now, years later, I am still wrapping my head around.
Do you remember the first time you met?
Oh, yeah. It was during a rehearsal, and I thought, God, he is interesting.
What was the most compelling thing about him to you?
He was really good looking.
Inside that box was the story of a wild life full of incredible people. Olympic gold medalists, the Roosevelts, Puerto Rican nationalists.
Un avión 747 para Cuba en 1970.
He's been 39 years in prison because he took a 747 to Cuba in the year 1970.
My thing was, if he starts shooting, you know, there's nowhere to go.
Stories of boarding schools and luxury cars and exotic pets.
It was very nice. We had a monkey.
You had a monkey?
We had a monkey, a minky.
And at the center of it all, a single cassette tape from the 1980s. One that raised all sorts of questions about who Matthew really was.
The warrant was served and executed in a 10-man armed raid at our home.
You learn to recognize people who have a little bit of con in them, and he was that.
Two completely innocent people.
He was trying to maintain anonymity all the while.
I spent months and then years trying to understand what happened to Matthew. What was the truth?
So why are you asking this?
But the story didn't go the way it was supposed to.
Just curious. I don't think there's ever a curious question out of you. I think there's a reason behind everything you ask, but fair enough.
At some point, while looking inside Matthew's box, I leaned over a little too far, lost myself in it. And all the questions I had been asking about Matthew, questions about his past and his life, I started to ask those questions about my own life.
I feel like that would have been such a huge bombshell, and I didn't want to bring it upon the family.
You thought about that, like it would have this huge effect on the family.
Oh yeah. I've hidden this from a lot of people.
And all of a sudden, these two seemingly separate projects, understanding Matthew's life and understanding my own, they converged, became intertwined. I'd fallen into what I thought was the wildest story of my life. And then I just kept falling.
What's been the hardest part for you?
You have. You've been the hardest part.
Why?
Things have changed completely between us.
This is a story about a crime. It's about family and their secrets, and about power and manipulation, and how we care for the ones we love the most, and the consequences for when we don't.
This was one hell of a major theft ring operating in several countries. It was just no longer safe for us to be together, and I have to go to the ground to stay alive.
I did not want to wake up in the morning. Like, I would pray that I would just not wake up. Like, I didn't want to exist.
I'm Eric Mennel, and coming this month from Pineapple Street Studios, it's Stay Away from Matthew McGill. Premiering April 13th, you can listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge it in its entirety on the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
The great thing about living in a small town is if you're not from here and nobody knows you, you can come here and kind of be whoever you want to be.